Jerry Adams is an architect. He's only been playing the bagpipes for 3 years now. Like his countrymen, he's very proud of his outfit.
When I put this on the disco, it's a simple, very simple. The plaid that we wear, long ago, used to be part of the kilt. And it was one piece of cloth, and you wore it all day, and you slept in it at night. It was a blanket. And then, 200 years ago, they made the little kilt, it's called, which you can wear on its own, and the plaid was separate. But we still wear it for the just the tradition of the old. It was very difficult to take it off again. So it was just very easy not to wear anything. And the tradition is that a Scotsman wears nothing to this day, and most do. I am a Scotsman. I never wear anything under my kilt, ever.
In Aberdeen, the family-owned company of Alex Scott has been manufacturing kilts since the beginning of the century. Forbidden for many years by the English occupants of Scotland, the kilt started its resurgence in the 19th century. But it is only within the last 15 years that the orders for kilts have shown a considerable increase. Relatively expensive, costing between $500 and $2,000 each, the kilts are custom made by hand. About 7 yards of fabric are needed for each one. Damien MacLeod is a tailor and a master craftsman in the fabrication of true Scottish kilts.
The wearing of the kilt for formal occasions like weddings is very much more popular than it had been previously. We've always been proud, but not everybody has been able to afford a kilt up until now, and it certainly has become very much more popular. And it is an indication, I mean, you only have to look at our football supporters when they go abroad, that's the one specific thing that immediately identifies them, is either the wearing of the kilt or the wearing of the tartan.